personally, I'm very distressed to hear this new assumed role of the American government, with the Pentagon spending almost $250 million to further aggressions to train Ukraine forces to fight against the Russians, when in fact such a large percentage of the Ukraine, the people there, support their relationship with Russia and do not seek to have this major and complete disconnect with the government run by Vladimir Putin. The United States has done nothing really but wage illegal unilateral wars, and it's been losing every single one of them. The Vietnam War certainly was a total loss. Even the Korean War is still actually an active war still, even though there's a truce or a ceasefire. But the real truth is that the United States has been off track with all of its military efforts in recent years. Certainly Iraq with, you know, the illegal war based on false information. Afghanistan, which had nothing to do with anything to do with the 9/11 event. And on that note, I want to say the U.S., this is just one element of what the U.S., the Pentagon, is spending money on. They're spending $244 million to train Ukraine forces. What did the U.S. spend to investigate 9/11? $15 million. I think that is an extremely significant and suggestive fact for people to consider when they look at the direction their government is going with all of this madness. The 173rd Airborne of the United States Army is being sent in. So what are these, 19-year-old kids? I don't know why the Ukrainian government can't absolutely train its own people. There doesn't seem to be any reason for that. But the United States obviously is doing everything that's possible, of course, to create a war with Russia and a third world war, because the American government and all of its supportive minion friends, the contractors, have prospered from, and have, remember, it's a very small percentage of human beings, but they've prospered so much from the wars in the Middle East that they have lost all concept of even how Americans used to think. In World War I and World War II, there were massive anti-war protests, and the Americans have totally lost sight of the way that they're supposed to view any of this. I think that the United States going into the Ukraine is going to just simply up the stakes in an effort that, you know, certainly Vladimir Putin has been taking steps to put Russia back on the map, and, you know, occupying Crimea and annexing that area was certainly part of that. But I want to emphasize again, I know many people in Ukraine, and so many are very clear that they want nothing to do with this separatist action. They want to live in peace, and they want to see Russians live in peace, and they want to have a good relationship between these countries instead of it being the way that it is. Another very important element to remember is that the aspect of Ukraine that the United States is backing, this is a country that sided with the Nazis during the Second World War. The only reason the United States can claim victory on World War II at all, again, is because of the Russians. And that's not an opinion. That's an absolute fact. The Russians made a major sacrifice in defeating the Nazis, who were so intent on eliminating the Jewish population and the Gypsies and so many others. They were absolutely doing the work of the devil. And so the United States is now backing, you know, the legacy of those people. So I don't see this going anywhere good. I see it again as, you know, the United States with Syria, where it's been backing ISIS and these other factions that are so hell-bent intent on taking al-Assad or Bashar al-Assad out of power. It just doesn't make sense that the United States would do this latest move unless it was just to heighten provocations and nudge the countries, the top world powers, into another war. The Americans forget that under communism, Russia was very immobilized. They only, for example, would conduct aviation attacks with forward air controllers. Their pilots were not trained to fly and fight on their own. Today they are. The Americans were certainly ahead for many years because they had the wisdom to train their forces to think on their own. But that ideology of the Russian communists is gone now, and it's been replaced by a much higher level of thinking. So I don't think that the Americans are doing anything good with this. I think it's a huge expenditure of taxpayer money while Americans suffer. Poverty, our homeless issues, issues impacting American veterans are absolutely through the roof. But instead of taking care of these domestic problems, our Pentagon is going to give $244 million. And remember also that is just the number that they're acknowledging and admitting to. So who knows what the real numbers are of American dollars that will go to heighten tensions and drive the war on the border between Russia and the Ukraine. And it just, to me, it's an absolutely tragic development. However, not that surprising.